Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're covering the article Funnels That Work While You Sleep: Building High Converting Sales Funnels in Your CRM by Brett Allegray Wood.
And this one's for any business owner who's had a lead go cold because nobody followed up in time, which honestly is most of them.
Brett's starting point is that the problem usually isn't the funnel concept itself. It's that most businesses have stitched together a dozen separate tools. Landing pages here, email somewhere else, a chat widget that doesn't connect to anything.
And nothing talks to each other. You get duplicate contacts, data silos. Your CRM has no idea what the bot said last Tuesday.
Right. And the fix he's arguing for is actually quite straightforward. One platform, one source of truth. Customer records, campaign history, conversation transcripts, performance metrics, all in the same place.
Which sounds obvious when you say it out loud, but most businesses aren't there. They've got six tools and a spreadsheet.
And that's where leads fall through the gaps. So Brett walks through what a properly unified funnel looks like. Five stages: capture, qualify, nurture, convert, and retain.
Let's go through those. Capture first. What's actually different when everything sits in one platform?
Every entry point, including web forms, social ads, click to call, and in-person signups, writes to the same database instantly. A conversation bot on your website can capture intent, ask qualifying questions, and update the CRM record on the spot. No lead drops into a disconnected inbox.
So it's not just about capturing more leads, it's about not losing the ones you already have.
Exactly. Then qualification, which Brett calls the bottleneck for most businesses. And I think that's fair. You get a lead, someone has to call them, they're unavailable, it sits in a queue and 48 hours have gone by.
By which point they've probably spoken to your competitor.
There's a real example in the article, a multi-location home services franchise. Their average time to book a job was 48 hours. After running automated qualification with conversation bots, SMS reminders and voice bot follow-ups, it dropped to under 4 hours. Closed jobs went up 35%.
That's a real result. And for a franchise with multiple locations, a manager can't manually chase every inquiry. The automation augments the team rather than replacing it.
Which is a point Brett makes quite explicitly. The highest performing funnels use automation for repeatable tasks and keep humans for closing complex deals. That handoff is designed in from the start.
Okay, nurture. That's usually where I see businesses give up. Lead comes in, doesn't convert immediately, and then nothing happens.
Because nobody has time to manually follow up with 200 lukewarm leads. The article describes behaviour-driven sequences, email, SMS and voice, that adapt based on what the lead actually does. Open a message and the sequence adjusts. Click a pricing link and a sales bot reaches out to confirm interest.
So it's not blasting the same email to everyone. It's responding to real behaviour.
And because everything references the same customer record, messages are personalised with past interactions. Brett says that significantly improves conversion, which you'd expect.
And convert? What does removing friction actually look like at that stage?
Built-in scheduling, payment links, appointment reminders, and if a human needs to step in, they get a full context pack. What the lead said, what objections came up, what the recommended next action is. The rep isn't starting from scratch.
There's a B2B example too, isn't there?
Yes, a software reseller running demo funnels. Salesbots qualified prospects on budget and decision timelines, scheduled live demos, and automated follow-up emails sent tailored ROI calculators and case studies. Demo-to-deal ratios improved by 25% and deal cycles shortened.
Because account executives were only spending their time on opportunities that were actually ready to move.
And the retain stage, which most businesses skip entirely. Reactivation bots targeting lapsed customers, reputation bots collecting reviews automatically. That's revenue from people you've already paid to acquire.
Often the most profitable revenue available.
Brett also covers implementation speed. He's clear this doesn't have to be a slow or expensive project. Pre-built templates, bot libraries, drag-and-drop funnel builders. He says most businesses can have a working funnel live in weeks, not months.
And you can start simple, a capture to schedule flow. Measure it, then add voice bots or reactivation on top once you know the basics work.
That's his best practice advice too. Map the customer journey before you build anything. Find where leads are actually dropping off. That map is worth doing before you touch a single tool.
So if I had to name one thing to do this week, it's that. Sit down and draw out your current lead journey honestly, including all the gaps.
And mine would be to launch that first simple funnel. Don't wait until the whole system is designed. Start with one stage, prove it works, and build from there.
The full article is at anabu.ai, and there's a lot of practical detail we didn't get to here. If you want this working in your own business, you can also book a free AI audit there.
good conversation. We'll see you in the next one.